analyzing the decline in our culture.
The wrath of Romans 1 is the wrath of divine abandonment. How do you know when a nation is experiencing the wrath of God? First, there will be a sexual revolution, then a homosexual revolution, and then a reprobate mind where you can't think straight about anything.
On the feature today, John MacArthur has some insights into the decline of Christianity in the West. In the news, a loss for Trinity Western at the Ontario Court of Appeal, or support for Cassie and Molly's Law. The federal conservatives continue to lose support over social issues, and the ARPA website undergoes a major revamp.
And now, Lighthouse News. Lighthouse News is a presentation of ARPA, the Association for Reform Political Action. Here's your host, Al Sebring.
Trinity Western University has lost a round in its ongoing battle for accreditation of its proposed law school. The Ontario Court of Appeal issued a ruling in late June, upholding an earlier court decision which said that because of its community covenant, which restricts sexual activity for staff and students to monogamous heterosexual marriage, the college is in violation of both Section 15 of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Ontario Human Rights Code. ARPA had intervened in the appeal. Lawyer Andre Schutten says the ruling of discrimination was done without even a basic legal analysis.
I think if you did the legal analysis, you'd find actually that Trinity Western does not discriminate contrary to Section 15, particularly because the charter does not apply to private institutions, which Trinity Western is. And Trinity Western does not discriminate contrary to the Human Rights Code because, one, the Ontario Human Rights Code does not have jurisdiction over a BC-based law school. And secondly, because even if it was subject to the Human Rights Code in Ontario, there's an exception in that code that says that religious organizations are allowed to maintain religious identities, and that includes codes of conduct.
Schutten says it almost looks like the appeal court had decided what its ruling would be in advance and then tailored its findings to fit that decision. Trinity has announced it will be appealing the ruling to the Supreme Court of Canada. ARPA will be applying for intervener status if that appeal is heard. The Molly Matters campaign picking up some new support from the Native Women's Association of Canada. MP Kathy Wagenthal is sponsoring that bill.
I had an opportunity to sit down and have coffee with Dr. Dawn Lavelle Harvick. She's the president, and answer her questions. And then she, of course, had to take it to her board to get approval. And they do represent a number of Native women's groups together. And, yeah, we got the endorsement. She's very supportive.
Wagenthal says part of almost every conversation she's having about the bill involves the need to explain that it's not first and foremost about abortion.
This particular issue is quite honestly being hijacked by that whole debate, especially within the political realm. And she mentions, you know, a number of those missing and murdered, 18 of them were expecting children. And it is a big issue in regards to violence in First Nation and Métis and Inuit communities.
Debate on the bill is set to resume this fall. The Canada Day long weekend featured a couple of firsts in Canada. For the first time ever, a Canadian prime minister marched in a so-called gay pride parade. Justin Trudeau took part in the event in Toronto, his office also confirming he will be taking part in the Vancouver parade later this month. Also a first, the leader of the Federal Conservative Party took to the streets in one of those marches. Interim leader Ron Ambrose, along with all of the declared candidates for the party leadership, were part of the Toronto march. That's led to more membership resignations from the party, social conservatives, Christians who say they can no longer give their support. Some of those people are going to the Christian Heritage Party. Leader Rod Taylor.
For some years, many of them had reason to hope that their party was going to hold the line, but this last push, culminating in the marching in the Pride Parade, has really got a lot of eyebrows going up.
So, is he happy with this latest development?
Our hearts go out really to the people in the Conservative Party who have worked long and hard to try to hold things together and to do the right thing. You know, we've always said that there are some tremendous people in there. The Brad Tross and Maurice Vellacott and Rod Bernouges and Mark Warovas of the world, right? It must be hard for these people to see the party slide so dramatically.
Last week, Jason Kenney, long considered one of the leading social conservatives in the party, announced he won't be running for the federal leadership. He wants to focus his efforts in Alberta. That's opened the door to a couple of other potential candidates, including Brad Trost and Andrew Scheer. Trost has admitted he's interested. He won't make a final announcement for at least a few more weeks. And ARPA's website has undergone a major upgrade. Jonathan Hall is our IT guy.
The old website was not optimized for mobile devices, and with the increasing use of mobile devices, that's becoming more and more important so that people can access it on the go. So I would say that that's the top feature from the user perspective.
As part of the change, you can now get directly to our Lighthouse News podcast by using the URL lighthousenews.ca. Back with more after this.
ARPA Canada has a fancy new website. Be sure to check out the Take Action tab today. From your computer, visit arpacanada.ca and click on the yellow box on the top right-hand side of your screen. From your mobile device, select the menu icon, three short horizontal lines on the top left of the screen, and select the yellow Take Action menu item. From this page, you will see a number of action items related to current issues. Check back often to see what's new. We challenge you to complete at least two action items as a family this summer.
And we're back on the program. Stumbled across something online last week, some video from a gathering held on the July-long weekend in Denver, Colorado. It was called the Western Conservative Summit. One of the featured speakers was John MacArthur from the Grace to You Ministry, speaking about the state of the culture. His speech was more than half an hour long. We've got a link up to it at the Lighthouse News homepage this week. It really would be worth your while to have a listen. On the feature today, an edited version of that speech, about 9 minutes worth of it to whet your appetite. The address centered on the notion that government has a responsibility to promote righteousness and to distinguish between good and evil in society. Dr. MacArthur started his exposition of that concept with a reference to Exodus 20.
What is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods besides me. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. We're not talking about personal salvation there. We're talking about thousands. We're talking about collective blessing and national societal benefit by worshiping the one true God. When that doesn't happen, the corruption is so deeply and profoundly embedded that it can't be rooted out generation after generation after generation. The true worship of the true God singularly and comprehensively is fundamental to life and blessing. National, temporal, well-being, generation after generation, enjoying, I like to put it this way, the fullness of common grace by collectively acknowledging the true God and the law of the true God. Why am I talking about this? Because I want you to get this point we all need to know. When government separates from God and God's law revealed in Scripture, it invites judgment on a national scale. The Reformers used to say that the law of God had three purposes. The first purpose of the law is to lead the sinner to the Savior. The law is the schoolmaster that leads us to Christ. That's the first use of the law. The third use of the law, as the Reformers talked about it, was to establish the moral boundaries and the moral patterns for Christian living. But the second use of the law was to restrain sin in society. That second use of the law is absolutely critical. And it is even expanded in Romans chapter 13. Here are some familiar verses. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Government is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, for government is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who does evil. The Bible says government's primary responsibility is not economic. It is in the realm of good and evil. And government bears a sword. Look, God knows what a fallen world is like. And he has restrained sin on an individual level by writing the law of God in the heart and giving you a conscience that whips you when you violate it. God has restrained evil in the family by having parents instruct their children in what is true and what is right and using a rod. The conscience is the weapon in the individual. The rod is the weapon in the family. And the sword, the instrument of death, is the weapon that government bears to uphold good and evil. That is government's calling. Failure to worship God brings judgment. It brings damnation, it brings condemnation on an individual, and it brings condemnation on a nation. This has been occurring through all of human history. Acts 14 says God has allowed all the nations to go their own way. They all go the same way. It's the cycle of Romans 1. They knew God because he's revealed to them in creation and moral law. They refused to acknowledge him as God. They were empty in their imaginations. They invented gods of their own. And that catapulted them into the wrath of God. And the wrath of Romans 1 is the wrath of divine abandonment. God gave them over. God gave them over. God gave them over. How do you know when a nation is experiencing the wrath of God? When God gave them over, because he tells you exactly what he gave them over to. When God turns his back on a nation, Romans 1 says in the beginning of that, there will be a sexual revolution. He gave them over to lust, Romans 1:26. And then there will be a homosexual revolution. He gave them over to homosexuality, lesbianism. And then finally, he gave them over to a reprobate mind. The mind doesn't function. When God abandons a nation, first there will be a sexual revolution, then a homosexual revolution, and then a reprobate mind where you can't think straight about anything. And you call it political correctness, but it's a reprobate, non-functioning mind. Where am I going with all this? Do you remember when the children of Israel went into the promised land? They were the weapon of God. And they were to destroy the idolaters under a very unique calling. And then they were never to allow the worship of false gods or idols. In our desire to be free, in our rush to be all embracing, we have filled the land with idols and idolaters. And we will forfeit the full benefits of common grace. And along with that, we're living in the cycle of Romans 1. The judgment of God has already begun. We've had our sexual revelation, our homosexual revelation. We are now fully in the category of the reprobate mind. So what is the answer to this? Listen to Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast their cords away from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. And then this. Kiss the Son, that he may not become angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all those who take refuge in him. What do? We kiss the Son. But what about nations? What do? We kiss the Son. We acknowledge God, the true God. We acknowledge his anointed, the Son. We bow. That's the only hope for us as a nation. What that does is put the responsibility to call this nation to God squarely on the back of believers and believing churches, many of whom have abandoned their responsibility. Is there any hope? There is. In Psalm 81, God said, I am the Lord your God. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. But my people didn't listen to my voice. They didn't obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart to walk after their own devices. That's Romans 1. Oh, that my people would listen to me and would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies, turn my hand against their adversaries. I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. That's even economic flourishing for a nation that turns to God and hears his word. National blessing comes to those that listen to God, and we who speak for him must speak loudly and faithfully.
Again, we've got a link up to the full-length version of that address at the Lighthouse News homepage. And just a programming reminder, we're on summer schedule now. That means a show every 2 weeks. next Lighthouse News podcast, due to be posted on July 26th.
This has been Lighthouse News, delivering news and commentaries on today's current events to equip Christians for their task in the public square. Questions or feedback? You can leave us an audio comment by clicking on the answering machine button at the top of the Lighthouse News homepage, or you can send us an email, info@arpacanada.ca. Be sure to join us again in 2 weeks for another edition of Lighthouse News.